Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer nominated for Time Person of the Year. By Kyle Olson on November 25, 2020. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, has been nominated to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The magazine published the list on Wednesday. Perhaps the most notable person listed is President Donald Trump, who was previously named Person of the Year in 2016 after winning the presidency. Whitmer is in the running with Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos, rapper Kanye West, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, Pope Francis, singer Billie Eilish, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Prince Harry, artist Megan Thee Stallion, Vice President Mike Pence, global warming activist Greta Thunberg, who won in 2019, artist Bad Bunny, Black Lives Matter activists, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, former Vice President Joe Biden, failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, is the only other state-level politician in the running. Like Cuomo, Whitmer has faced backlash from state residents over the heavy-handed nature of her coronavirus-related edicts. And like Cuomo, Whitmer has been met with criticism over her controversial policy of putting virus-infected patients into nursing homes to recuperate. In June, State Senator Peter Lucido, R, vowed if he was elected Macomb County prosecutor, he would charge the governor over the deaths of nursing home patients in that county. Lucido told the No BS NewsHour podcast, "If we have the information that supports a conviction, which means I can look down at the data, which is not there, the science, which is not there, and have doctors come to testify to support that the medical decisions that were made here were made unilaterally by one person only, Gretchen Whitmer, you're damn right he's going to get charged because she deserves to own up to those deaths in those nursing homes." Republican State Representative Matt Maddock recently announced an effort to impeach Whitmer over her handling of the scandal. He argued if Whitmer had not acted unilaterally, such a disastrous policy would not have been implemented. There would have been open debate and discussion on the House floor and in the Senate about whether or not this was a good idea or a bad idea to send people who are COVID positive into our nursing homes with people who are frail, Maddock said. And I guarantee you this, there would not be one vote on the House or the Senate floor that would have allowed her to do that or thought that was a good idea, he said, dubbing Whitmer a mean Karen. Some of them starved themselves to death, he said. They were so depressed, they stopped eating. Many families watched their grandparents and great-grandparents die in a Zoom call. Can you believe that? Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.